Good morning. I'll say it a few more times. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We're going to do some fun things today, I hope. Little different. It's been a while. I've done this before, but I want to do it again today. I needed today, the way to speak. In the 59 years that I've been around now on the face of the planet, the way that I've seen Christmas has changed a great deal. I remember whenever I was a kid that it was a big deal to go to my grandparents' house for Christmas. Now, back when I was a youngin' and under six, we lived in Missouri. And I remember whenever I was, I don't know how old I was, but I remember that my dad was convinced that the best way to get to my grandparents' house was to wake up in the middle of the dark and get in a car and drive from wherever we lived in Missouri to wherever we were going in Arkansas. Now, it wasn't really that far. I mean, it's probably at least maybe 3 or 4 hours, perhaps. So why we needed to wake up in the middle of the night to make the trip, I'm still, to this day, not real sure why. But I do remember that. I remember getting in the car. I remember I think I can remember the kind of car we had, but all those things that go along with that. I remember doing that. I also remember whenever I was about, probably about 4 or 5, I think 5, we lived in St. Louis. And the church that we were going to, the big thing that they did was they sold Christmas trees. And so I remember manning the Christmas tree lot. And on the and I remember that, they brought the big truck in and with all the trees. And I remember, they had to have guys, men there from the church to pull the trees off the truck and stand them up and go through the trees and price the trees and everything. But my favorite thing was they had one of those old silver Airstream campers. Okay. The ones that you pulled behind, not the big long ones, but just the little ones, And that was kind of the end quote office. Okay. And so what I did was because it was cold is I stayed in the office and somebody kept a steady supply of orange Danish in the office. And guess who ate all the orange Danish? As much as... So to this day, I love those Pillsbury orange Danish things. Because, man, I mean, I could probably eat my weight in those things. Those are all memories that I have of Christmas. And then I remember Christmas wreaths, buying wreaths and putting them on the doors. And I remember to some degree the Christmas... Yeah, I got this one bad memory. Okay. When I was a kid, I think I was 4, still 4. Well, my grandparents came over to Christmas, and I just knew they were going to bring me this G.I. Joe, okay? Little G.I. Joe action, figure. It's a doll, but, guys don't get dolls. They get action figures. So anyway, it was a G.I. Joe, okay? And I knew that that's what I wanted, and I knew they would give me that. So I went under the tree while all the adults were doing the adult thing. And I shook the box. I knew what it was. Because it just, I had no capability for waiting, okay? I could not wait. I opened the G.I. Joe. I took the paper off. I unwrapped it. And just like in A Christmas Story, it was one of those things, one of those stories that then goes down in the Smith family tradition of telling what, about my dad got really mad at me and I was really scared and sad and overwhelmed. And then my dad felt bad about getting mad at me and being loud with me. And then, all those touching things stories that go on forever and ever. I'm still telling you, I'm 59 years old. Okay. Then, I've got the stories from whenever I was growing up and I remember being a teenager, the mall was the place to be for Christmas, and you go hang out and see people. And I would have to say, I probably even in my early 20s, I kind of was, the mall was the thing, you got to go to the mall and walk the mall. And truthfully, mall was not really about shopping. It was about being seen and seeing people and connecting and all of that. And then I do remember times when, being a part of what was going on at church at Christmas also. So I've got all these memories and all these thoughts about Christmas. And even though I have changed through my 59 years, kind of by the way that I deal with Christmas and the way I approach Christmas, and what is it about the celebration of the birth of Jesus that gets my attention, the message is not changed. It's the same message. I'm the one who goes through the seasons. I'm the one that moves through. And it's funny, because what I want to share with you today is different ways that people have found to communicate. I hope that you kind of will help me work through this Christmas all over again thing, because we're going to see the truth declared in some different media, but we're going to talk about how in some way this relates to the shepherds. So John, throw that first screen up there. So we're looking at this passage. We're looking at when the angels had left them, the shepherds, and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So we could kind of say that the shepherds were the first missionaries to some degree. They were the first people who went out and told somebody else what they had seen, what they heard, and what they understood. So let's look at some different ways that people have found to present this message, this story.
It was Christmas Eve and I was fast asleep, all snugged and warm and tucked under the sheets, when all of a sudden something grabbed me by the collar, but I couldn't make a noise, I couldn't even holler. Honestly, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was me and BP, nativity size.
Is it real or just a dream? BP and Master E are rapping this song nativitively.
As we looked around, we couldn't help but wonder, was this some kind of Christmas spell we were under? It seems we are not the only things that don't belong, and that is why we had to write this unwrapped song.
There's something wrong with my nativity sense. So many things that don't seem very Christmassy yet. What are we doing here and what's the meaning? Oh snap, it seems this Christmas story we will have to unwrap.
Hey, look over here. In the midst of all this glory, there are little green army men in a war story. I guess that Jesus' birth wasn't just a holy night, because the Prince of Peace had come to Earth to win the holy fight.
Now hold up, the Justice League is over there, because Jesus came to Earth to make the unfair fair. So we gotta treat others like we wanna be treated, if injustice in the world is gonna be defeated.
Now don't freak out, but I spotted a bear. It's okay, he won't eat you, your flesh he won't tear. He's holding a heart that represents love, the love that Jesus brought to Earth from heaven above.
There's something wrong with my nativity sense. So many things that don't seem very Christmassy yet. What are we doing here and what's the meaning? Oh snap, it seems this Christmas story we will have to unwrap.
While it seemed at first glance that everything was out of place, if you look a little closer, it will hit you in the face. The Christmas untold story is our story too. It's the never-ending story of Jesus and you. That's a wrap, that's a wrap, on wrap, on wrap.
These guys have fun. I like these guys. Eric Bramlett is one of the guys, and their church has done a lot of these kind of videos. They're in the Chicago area. So, what's the point of the video? Okay. All right. Yeah. And it's also another reason why I like these guys. They don't take themselves seriously at all. I mean, they have a real message. But it's not, the message is, they're not serious about themselves, but they're serious about the message. Okay? So the point is, here's this story that we all know, right? What did they add to the story? In a sense. Now they didn't, but how did they enhance different aspects of the story? So what did they, okay, so they built on the traditional nativity scene. Did they try to change or alter the story in any way? What did they add to it? Okay. Not just, but they took things that were common that everybody would, I mean, I had plastic army men. I have a plastic army man right now on my mantle in my living room because somebody came over to my house and we let them play with what we have up in the playroom from 16 years ago when we had a life group at my house that was when we were trying to start the West Chatham congregation. Y'all don't even know about that. Most of you. Okay. But so there's this little army man on my mantle from where Hunter McNamara left that army man in my living room when he came to play at my house during life group. Then there's everybody has a teddy bear. Everybody's had a teddy bear. Anybody here not ever had a teddy bear? So we, it's because you are a teddy bear. And then the Batman, Superman, superheroes, I mean, that's all part of culture now in a big way. But what he did was he attached things that we could associate with those things, okay? So the army men had to do with Jesus came in the middle of the battle, okay? The superheroes thing, okay? He came to save us, but to make things right, okay? To bring justice, okay? It was the Justice League superheroes. Then the bear. Okay. So they didn't try to change the story. They just added things that were also really a part of the story, you know, in a way.
They added comfort.
Yes, they did. So how are these guys like shepherds, like the shepherds? Okay. They're telling what they know. So why do you think, and Heidi kind of answered this a bit, why do you think they chose this medium and this method? What did this medium and this method enable them to do that they might not have been able to do otherwise? And the emphasis is on the message. It's not on the messenger. Okay? They minimize themselves by not taking themselves too seriously. But that the message is important. But they had fun. Everybody wants to have fun. Christmas, especially at Christmas time, people don't want to feel heavy. Yeah, yes, we all get nostalgic, okay, and we remember people and events like I shared with you earlier that are part of our Christmas history. But at Christmas, we want to be able to smile. We want to be able to laugh. We want to have joy because the song says joy to the world, right? All right. John, let's go to the next.
Oh!
I got to be honest with you, it's hard for me to keep it together. Whenever I saw the folks come in with a child, and then they're singing, "Fall on Your Knees," and whether it was one of the kids that was supposed to be there or not, to kneel. Before I die, I want to be a part of a flash mob that sings Christmas carols. I want to do that. So whenever I'm old and decrepit, if I haven't done it, I make sure that Luke and Abby know that they're going to have to wheel me into some place where they're doing that. They'll have to fly me there or do whatever so that I can be there and be a part of that. How would the people that you know who don't know Jesus respond to this? You know what I find really cool about that video is after a while you can't tell who's who. You just don't know. And that is so, so perfect. And then the people that you can tell are beginning, there's one lady, she's there standing there with her family, she's a blonde-headed gal, and you can tell that this is beginning to have an effect on her. You look at her face. You look at her body language. And that's palpable. You can see it. You can experience it. And then the very last scene in that, the little guy that kind of walks around to go look at the baby, perfect symbol. So how are these people like the shepherds? What about where it is? Part of that first century thing is that where Paul went, where they were always in the marketplace. And the sad thing is that, I mean, I'm not saying that I necessarily think malls are great or anything, because, you know, I don't like malls that much. All that, unless it's Christmas time, and then I like malls. But the reality is malls may eventually kind of go by the wayside. Okay. I have entertained thoughts recently of what would this look like at the Tanger Outlet Mall? And what would it take to do something like that? And how could that be? Yeah, but you got to have people who know the song. I mean, it's got to be somewhat. You got to have the core's got to be. I know, but you got to be all on the same exact same page. You know what I mean? You want it to be done right and well. You can't, and it's got to be. You know, anyway. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying there's a lot there. So why do you think these guys chose this method? So, you know, the whole worry about offense, okay? Because there's a whole contingent in the culture now that says anything that may offend somebody has no place in public. I mean, that is their stance. And yet, what we're, you know, in the two things that we've seen at this point, at least in this one, you know, here was, and I'm not saying that everything's perfect, but I didn't see anybody that was hurt or that should have been angry about anything, even if they didn't like it, even if they thought it was not true. You know, if I had been around, I would have thought, man, what a gift. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Could be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could very well have been. Absolutely.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sounds, they saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now
That takes a lot of work. So what are the positive aspects of that method? Okay. Oh, there's all kind of, I mean, I've seen this done with many songs. It's not just this song. What would the negatives of this method be, this delivery system? Have y'all ever been to Townsend, Georgia? Christmas? Okay. Y'all have to understand, Townsend is this little town that's between Metter and the highway, if I remember correctly. There's like a stretch of about a mile. And there's like, I mean, I'm sure that they're probably all related to one another. But the entire mile, every house is lit up. Cobbtown.
Townsend.
Yeah, this is Townsend. I'm talking about. I was thinking, well, it's on the way. If you go from Darien to Metter, it's on, you pass by it. Anyway, I'm telling you.
Townsend is down on the coast.
Yeah.
Where you're talking about is outside Metter.
What I'm talking about is not Cobbtown. This is where the bombing field.
Townsend Range.
That's Townsend. It's Townsend I'm talking about.
Okay, Metter's out there in the.
Okay. Wood. All right. It's on the way. If you go the back way from Darien up to Metter, it's on that way. I know because we used to travel that way. Anyway, it's crazy. It's great. Don't worry about it. Just take it. At Townsend.
There's a town in Georgia they have lights.
At Townsend. The whole place is lit up. Everybody sits on their front porch, plays Christmas music, and waves to the car after car after car that goes. It's kind of like the parade that doesn't move, and you're in your car and you're moving, but you're moving as slow as the parade because. Yes, that's exactly right. But and then every once in a while you can drive. Somebody will, like if there's two or three mobile homes or something, you drive through the little U when you go around and they're all lit up. And it's rural Disney World. Okay? As far as, I mean, it's just cool. And whenever we used to live in Darien, everybody would talk about going to Townsend to see the lights. And then we did it a couple of times when we first moved to Savannah. We'd say, we got to go to Townsend and see the lights. We missed doing it. So we took the kids a couple of times. We'd go get hot chocolate or whatever and then go to Townsend and drive through Townsend.
Also, when you go up to Metter,
yeah.
My Guido's is all lit up. And then you're going to the other side of the highway, Cobbtown.
Well, it may not be Cobbtown. It's over in that area. And it's like you say, there's about a mile stretch where even Savannah doesn't have that kind of decoration.
No, we're not talking just lit up a little. We're talking about lit up.
Yeah.
We're talking about. I mean, it is lights all over the place. It is lights everywhere. It's one of those you can see it from a satellite. I mean, that kind of thing. But anyway, that's just, there you go. Right. It's been a while since we've been. All right. But the negatives might be that some people might kind of think that's tacky. I'm just amazed at somebody's ability to coordinate all that and to sync the music with the lights and to get the lights set up and do, I mean, I'm just amazed that anybody has that kind of time to put all that together. I'm just amazed at that. But that doesn't mean everybody appreciates that. So how are these people like the shepherds?
I believe.
And they believe and they're willing to kind of
share,
put it out there. Okay? This is what this is about. Okay?
That's like right down from our house. Off of Gilliam, that's on the street.
Yeah.
And right down the street, and it's all lit up, the whole block lit up. And got animation and all that. Really pretty.
It's almost like Griswold lives in each one of the houses.
It's funny how certain stories have become part of our vernacular when we talk about Christmas, isn't it? All right, John, let's go to the next one. I think is the next one. Here we go. I forgot about this.
Welcome to Beatbox Bible. Loading Bible text. Luke, chapter 2, verse 1. Loading characters. Angel. Narrator. Shepherd. Play.
In the day of Caesar Augustus, he decreed to proceed with an empirical census. The first while Quirinius was the Syrian nexus to enlist Dionysus. People get on the next bus back to the shack where in fact they came from. The empire struck him back to boost their income. Now Joseph was a member of David's kin. He made a steer for Judea in Bethlehem. He went down from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, taking his fiancée Mary near delivery. And during their stay, nature had its way. Put a date in the diary for the king's birthday. While out in the ballpark, she hit a home run. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. No hotel, motel, custom baby changer. She wrapped the baby up and laid him in a manger. Meanwhile, 8 miles, shepherds in the wild star protecting the sheep from the nighttime hostile. To the surprise coming from the skies, an angel of the Lord did materialize like lightning. God's glory was brightening, lit up like day. The angel was frightening. Chill out, my friends, there's no need for trepidation. Got a message for the world and insulation information. Be delighted and excited. The rocket's been ignited. The party has started and you have been invited for today in Bethlehem. That's David's town. A boy has been born who will wear the crown. He's the Savior and the Lord. There's no one higher. God's anointed one. We're talking Messiah. But you require a sign from this divine arranger. Look for a baby snuggled in a manger. The angel was joined by his heavenly gang, praising God, holy squad, the multitude sang. Glory to God above time and space, peace to the people that he turns his face. And then the angel was gone, yes they finished their song. The shepherds had a chat about the heavenly throng.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this occasion. The Lord has reported we need little persuasion.
So they hurried to the town of Joseph and Mary, lying in the feeding trough as a miracle baby. And after what they'd seen as a nativity scene, they started spilling the beans like a coffee machine. So undeterred, the shepherds spread the word. The people were amazed at the story that they heard. But Mary was smart, kept these things in her heart, pondering and wondering, reliving this part. And with hearts that burned, the shepherds returned, praising holy gods for the things they had learned, about all things they had seen, the wonderful things that had been, all working together like an oiled machine. And 8 days later, he was circumcised, received, preconceived the name the angel had advised. We use the Greek version of the Hebrew, and thus, a name that means salvation from God, Jesus.
So, a little different spin, huh? Yeah, there you go. So how's this guy, or how the people that put this together, how they like the shepherds? So why do you think they chose this method? Okay. Attention grabber. I mean, it certainly is. I mean, it's fun, right? I mean, I know a lot of kids that would just pay attention just because they thought it was funny. Even if it, you know, I mean, there were a lot of cultural references. Did you, in all the in the, you know, and you're like, y'all realize that there were a lot of things in the lyrics that were cultural, things. You know, 8 Mile, we're talking about Eminem, and I mean, just little stuff thrown in there that, yeah, the coffee. I mean, there's just lots of stuff in there that fits. All right, the key is, okay, these people did this intentionally. They found a way to do it. Okay, they took what they knew, what they experienced, and put it in the story that they knew, that they internalized, and they found a way to express it to a people that needed to hear it. I challenge you to just go hit YouTube and just watch videos of flash mobs. And there's a lot of good ones and there's a lot of bad ones, okay? One of the ones that I saw was in Mexico, and the guys, they're not singing, they're playing brass instruments. And the security is trying to shut them down one at a time. So there's one guy carrying a saxophone, he's playing, and the security comes up to him, basically, I mean, you don't hear him, but you can tell they're saying, you don't need to do this here. And then he kind of walks away, goes, okay, you know, he walks away, and he does it again. Another security person comes up, and then finally you get to the guy that wears the suit. And the guy that's not wearing the uniform, but the guy that's wearing the suit, this time, whenever he stops the guy, there's another guy that comes in that's dressed like him, wearing a white shirt with a Santa hat on, and then the guy with the trumpet up there starts while he's trying to get him to stop here. And from there, it's like, there's no stopping him now. And what it is there's this whole brass ensemble. And now the security guys are just going, what do I do now? There's too many of them, you know, kind of thing. And so they just kind of let him do it. Now they're playing Feliz Navidad, which is not one of the songs that I would like to sing. But anyway, you get the idea, okay? Just do that. It'll move you. So here's the last one that I want you to see. It's another flash mob. This one's in a food court. And this finishes us well. I know. want to do that. There's not enough people in one place. Let's pray. Father, help us this Christmas time to find ways to be like the shepherds. Lord, let us reflect your glory, speak your words, and love the people that you love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.